dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was one of those cold, dismal days in March when a man in the lonely fight for truth and justice thinks maybe he'd like to find some warmth and comfort for a while. But business was brisk, because when there's a presidential campaign going on, people do need detectives to ferret out the actual from the make-believe. I'm a truth seeker, have conscience, will travel. And that particular day, I was in Milwaukee to meet a new client.
Mr. Noir, I'm Marvin Maple. I'm with the Center for the Transfer of Truckloads of Cash to Guys in Dark Suits who are in favor of the American way.
I see. So you're a political donor then, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. And we're looking at a guy who we think is a good prospect.
What, for president, you mean?
Yeah, well, yes, and that's going to be Donald Trump. But we think this guy could be a good running mate.
Oh, I see.
Which almost is as good, because when Don gets in the White House, he's going to need a lot of help. Yeah. So talk to him. He's okay. Next door. Just take a look, would you?
Okay, I will.
Thanks.
All right, sure, yeah. You bet. And there he was, sitting there, sad eyes and all. A former contender. Governor Walker, you you there?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, this is positive. It's positive. You remember me?
Yeah, well, of course I do.
Wow.
Of course, yeah.
You know, usually people come up and say, you know, your face is kind of familiar.
Uh-huh.
Or they say, you know, you're famous for something, right?
Yeah.
Or they say, who did you used to be?
Right. Huh. Well, I remember your run for the nomination very well. Rush Limbaugh gave you a big, big endorsement. You started out in the lead.
The
remember?
Lead, yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so people, you know, were expecting a happy warrior, and first thing, you came out and you bragged about shopping at discount stores. And Not good there, no. People look for certain qualities in a president, and the fact that he wears a cheap suit and a $5 tie is not all that important.
Well, see? Yeah, I can see that now.
And besides that, I hate to bring it up, but you're a mouth breather, you know. Mouth breathers. They don't photograph well. It's a bad habit.
Funny. Tournette never told me that. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, their mouths hang open like they're, you know, horrified by something. It's not presidential. People want a president with a good firm jaw.
Yeah, but what about vice president?
Well, I mean, it's a fact, though, that candidates' ratings go up when their mouths are closed. Mm. So,
I'll try to remember that. Yeah. Thank you.
I was in Milwaukee hoping to meet a young woman who called me on the phone the day before. I usually don't get emotionally involved with telemarketers, but she was very sweet, very sweet. Not like the others. Yeah, Guy Noir here.
Oh, Mr. Noir? Hi, I'm calling from the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Uh-huh.
And we were hoping you might send us $5 today.
Oh.
Or less. Anything helps, really. Or if you could wear a Bernie button. It wouldn't have to be on your lapel. It could be on your shoe or somewhere.
Oh.
Well, because, you know, you're pretty old, so if the answer is no, that's okay, and and anyway, he's probably not going to win, which I shouldn't be telling you, but I'm sure you know it. But anyway, my name is Isabella, Isabella Schmidt. And if you're not interested, it's okay. I won't take it personally.
Okay.
Okay? Are you there? If you hung up, it's okay. You're not the first.
Mm. I found it very moving to listen to her, and so I was hoping to go to Madison and meet her, but meanwhile, I got a call from another client there in Milwaukee.
Okay, Mr. Noir, it's me, numero uno, the king of the hill, top of the heap, top of the list, day number one, Mr. New York himself.
Right, I recognize your voice there, sir.
That's good, because, you know, this is me. This is me. You got that?
I got that, yes.
I mean, you're talking to me. Sometimes, you know, I'm so incredibly busy. I'm traveling around the country. I'm going here and there, bing, bing. Sometimes I hire an actor, I guess, Tim Russell, kind of a lightweight. But he doesn't okay me, okay? But this is the real me.
Okay, well, that's good to know, sir. Thanks
for clearing that up. Now, I must tell you, Super Tuesday,
right. That
was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I ran the table. It was absolutely fantastic. People, they're getting the message, okay? Right now, I got 15 million friends on Facebook. 15 million.
Right.
The sales of the cap, the T-shirts, they're going through the roof.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't be happier. It's unbelievable.
Right.
And my secret is I don't sleep.
Oh,
don't
really?
Sleep. No, I don't sleep. These other guys, they sleep 8-10 hours a night. Carson, probably 20. Me, I sleep 3 hours, tops, because I'm
really?
From New York, you know.
Well, you know, insomnia has side effects, you know. Irritability being one of them and poor judgment being another. No?
You're a loser, Noir. That's what? Your problem. You're a choke artist. You're a total choke artist.
But this week we read that you've been endorsed by the American Stupnagel Party. Did you hear about
okay,
that?
Okay, I heard something to that effect, yeah.
And were you going to disavow their support?
Well, I'd have to find out more about their organization, so I got people looking into it right now.
This is the American Stupnagel Party. This is people who deny the force of gravity. I mean,
okay. I want to find out more about, you know, what they believe.
These are ugly, stupid people with cruel eyes and saliva running down their chin, sir.
Well, you know, you hear bad things about them, you hear good things about them. I want to know more about what they think. Okay?
And you've been endorsed by the Box of Hammers Society. These people are treating disease with leeches. They're doing bleeding.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Look, I have to look into it, okay? I just heard about this the other day. I got people checking into
the
it,
Box
me.
Of Hammers Society?
Well,
the Jackass Association? The Dodo Academy?
Excuse me. I want to find out what their ideas are before I make up my mind.
You know, I think you're short on sleep.
Yeah, well, I don't take advice from losers, mister.
Right,
no,
yeah.
It's good you're not working for me, otherwise I'd sue you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad about that, too, sure. Milwaukee seemed to be the crossroads of the whole presidential campaign. The moment he walked away, a very pleasant woman walked up and shook my hand, and she was chuckling, and I could tell she knew her way around handshaking, you know. It was just enough pressure, firm but gentle, you know, warm but cool.
You know, I heard what you said about sleep, and I could not agree more. I have worked hard to bring about a greater awareness of the importance of sleep.
Right.
I mean, I support the right to sleep, and I believe we must stop police intervention with persons sleeping in public places.
I see.
And I believe we need to work harder to prevent sleep disorders.
Okay.
So I will make sleep apnea machines free for all Americans. Oh, yes. And
Madam
I
Secretary.
Support later starting hours in public schools to allow children to get their sleep. We have come a long way on sleep issues, but we have a long way to go.
Madam Secretary,
yes.
do you always speak in flat declarative sentences?
Oh, I have worked for clear communication by public officials.
Right.
I believe we need to reduce our use of the subjunctive clause in sentence fragments.
Uh-huh.
I feel that excessive irony is the leading cause of uncertainty among young people.
Okay, thank you for...
Oh, and I have always felt that gratitude is basic to a sense of civility. And I believe the media need to focus more on the positive.
I walked away and she didn't seem to mind. I walked into a cafe and I didn't see any candidates around, so I took a seat off in the corner behind a tree there.
Yes, may I help you?
I'd like a couple of eggs, sunny side up, rye toast, and a cup of coffee, black, please, and a side of sausage.
And what kind of cheese on your eggs? Cheddar, Colby, Swiss, or provolone?
No cheese. Hold the cheese.
Oh, they come with cheese.
I don't want any cheese, okay? I don't
the
eat
cheese
on eggs.
Well, the cheese is in the eggs. We
in
feed
the
cheese
eggs.
To the chickens, yes. We feed cheese to the chickens, and they lay cheesy eggs.
Okay, I'll have oatmeal then.
There's cheese in the oatmeal.
What?
That's how it comes.
But what, the oats are grown in a field of cheese, or what?
Planes fly over and spray them. They're called crop cheesers.
Crop cheesers?
Crop cheesers, uh-huh.
All right, skip the oatmeal, then. I'll have pancakes.
Cheddar or Swiss?
Oh, come on. Just bring me a salad, then.
Blue cheese or Parmesan?
Oh, come on. You can't grow lettuce without cheese on it?
Lettuce would die without cheese on it.
You know, I don't think so.
We have cheese crews going through fields sprinkling jack cheese.
What?
Excuse me, did I hear cheese? Did somebody say Cruz?
Oh, Senator Cruz.
Please call me Ted. As in trust Ted.
Uh-huh.
I trust you're having a good day, and I just want to thank you all for being here and And because you understand that this country is at the edge of a cliff, and either we stand for principle and beat back the liberal assault, or our way of life is going to go the way of the dodo bird, and unless, or else we kneel down and lick the dirt off the soles of Putin's shoes.
Really?
That's why I will make our military the fightingest, mightiest force in the face of the planet so that we can blow our enemies into tiny, microscopic pieces. And then we're going to be able to breathe. Breathe.
Breathe.
Breathe. I know it's hard, sir, but you can do it. Breathe.
I am. I'm breathing.
I'm going to help you. I'll help you by setting on your chest and pushing.
No,
here we go.
I'd rather you would
just
not do that,
sir. Just want you to breathe
sir.
Free. Here we go. There. Now again. Here we go.
You know, you're kind of heavy there.
Am I going to have to do mouth-to-mouth?
No, please. Please, not that.
Good, because I will not, because mouth-to-mouth between men is not God's will.
Well, it's not my will either, so just get off.
No, I can do it. I can do it.
I went to Wisconsin hoping to meet that Isabella, and instead I find myself in a crowd of overeager candidates. One candidate who gets more popular the more repulsive he is.
Oh, yeah, I like the fact that he says what he thinks. You know, he's not like all them others, Rita.
No, and he don't care what they think because he's not dependent on them suckers for money.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah, he says stuff we'd like to say, but we can't because if we did, people will think we're stupid.
Yeah.
But he says them, you know?
Oh, and more people are getting behind him, you know?
Oh, yeah. We were afraid of sounding dumb, but it turns out that maybe we are the majority.
The below average majority.
Oh, yeah, that's us, the poorly educated and dang proud of it.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I headed for the airport to catch a flight back home, and there he was again.
Hey, loser.
Hey,
you had a lift on the plane? I got a beautiful 757 waiting for me. Private suite for you, if you like. You know, beautiful woodwork, tremendous toilet, tremendous flush. It just takes it, blows it out like artillery shells.
What,
unbelievable.
In midair?
Absolutely, of course. Hey, I was going to ask you something here.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Memorial.
Right.
A lot of wasted space in there. You know, I'm thinking shops, maybe a restaurant. You know, and that statue, I'm thinking maybe a little updating would be good there, you know? Most people got no idea who Lincoln was. It's totally over. No, I could replace the head with the head of someone who's maybe a little better known. What do you think?
I'd say the National Park Service would refuse to do that, sir.
If I told them to do it, they would do it.
They would not do it.
No, you don't know me, do you?
I'm getting to know you, yeah.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I don't know. It's an interesting year. Wherever you are, Isabella, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope, Isabella. We can make America good again, people. So let's do it. Call me. Be in touch.
A dark night in a city that keeps its secrets, where one guy is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
Sue Scott, Tim Russell, Fred Niven, Christine DiGiulianardo.